Well, we're going to talk basketball. We're in the middle of football season. Going to talk basketball right now. Dave Chase is in with us, and you're slam dunking all over, right?
Not in this day and age. No, not me. But the Harlem Ambassadors are going to come to town, and they will be.
We're going to talk a little, yeah, and it will be a lot of slam dunking and stuff going on, too. The Atlantic Rotary Club sponsoring a game between some local players, I'm being polite, some folks who step forward to be the Washington Generals, I guess. I don't know. And they're going to face off against a group called the Harlem Ambassadors that's here to town. How'd you get this worked out?
Well, the Harlem Ambassadors are a group out of course, New York City, and they go around the country and deal with nonprofits and service clubs to raise funds for those organizations. They were in Anita last year. And the local Rotary president at that time, J.T. Reisdorf, got wind of that, and they approached him about coming to Atlantic the following year, which is this year, and that's how it got started, Jim.
Well, it's an interesting opportunity to, well, see some basketball, not really like we see here locally. These guys are very, very skilled, very, very tall. They can do things with a basketball that we only normally see on TV.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody's heard of the other Harlem team, and this is just as fun. And there'll be some competitive basketball involved here, but a lot of it's showmanship and a lot of fun, especially with the kids who we want to get out to this game.
Yeah, in a past life, I played in one of these types of games in a different city when I was working in the media, and it's an interesting experience for those guys who will be suiting up that night to play against them, because there's some times that you're just kind of a prop, and then there are other times where they're telling you, okay, now we're gonna go serious now and have a little fun for a bit.
And that's part of it. There'll be a couple of quarters of serious basketball, and I think we have a few competitive players here in Atlantic. We call the group collectively the Atlantic Wannabes, but there are some good talent in Atlantic too, but there'll be some fun quarters as well.
How'd you get guys to step forward and do this?
I think that Mark Worth is our chairman, and he's probably the biggest arm twister. But all of the list, and we got 23 people have stepped forward. They really want to play. They really step forward to help us out, and that's really great.
Well, some of these guys are going to ruin their reputations. Others might enhance it. I don't know.
Yeah, they actually don't mind being made fun of, apparently. But, you know, we've got people like Roger Warren and Dave Wiederstein, the attorney in town, Matt Molinex and John Becker. And we got a group of wrestling coaches who have really dubbed themselves the Fierce Five. And that's Tim Duff and Drew Duff, Chase Roller, Steve Beyer, and Ryan Jensen. And they've already told us that they have a half Nelson defense, so I'm kind of interested to see what that's all about.
I'm interested to see if Steve Beyer even knows what shape a basketball is. That'll be interesting.
No comment.
You don't see him around the basketball courts that often. He's a wrestling guy. Yeah. No, that'll be fun. It's good to have a good time with a lot of those guys, and good that they stepped up, because you know they know they're not going to look their best that night, because you have much better players over on the other side. You know, but they're willing to come out and have fun for a cause.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Darby and Dustin McLaren come out there, and Darby get his sheriff's suit off and get into a basketball uniform. I really want to see that, just for the fun of it.
See somebody blowing a whistle at him once, huh? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Now, this will be held at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium coming up on Tuesday, October the 2nd. It's a 7 p.m. Time frame there. And was scheduling an issue at all, or did it work out pretty well for you?
Scheduling worked out fine. Mark Worth lined up the gymnasium. There aren't any school events going on. There's no out-of-town sporting events that I'm aware of, but things worked out just great with the school, and we really appreciate the cooperation of the school in letting us use the facility.
Now, in looking some information there about the Harlem Ambassadors, one of the things I notice is they really put a heavy stress on kids, that they want kids to come to enjoy, but also to be a part of what's going on.
Yeah, they put a big emphasis on having the kids be involved involved in the actual show itself, sitting on the bench in front row seats, making sure that they get involved in all the fun stuff that they do. And they, on the serious side, they also are going to give a school assembly in the afternoon devoted toward staying off drugs and respecting the elders and respecting themselves, working hard in school. So they're going to do a serious side here with the kids in the afternoon. That's a real plus because these guys have gone through some stuff themselves and have got some life lessons to pass on.
Well, there's no better lessons told than the ones that come from someone firsthand.
Yeah, that's right.
These guys travel around quite a bit, of course, to do what they do, but is that pretty much their message when they go to different places, is really targeted toward the kids?
Yeah, they really focus on the kids and all of this self-respect, responsibility in life sorts of things. Basketball's a game, but it can also teach a lot of life lessons, and that's where the focus is, and primarily on the children. We want the adults to come, too, and enjoy it, but the focus is going to be on the kids.
Well, and you say basketball is just a game, but it's something people enjoy, and it's something that can get their attention, so you can get that message across. Sometimes it's hard to get the message across because you just can't get their attention in the first place.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, very good. Well, the Rotary Club willing to step up and coordinate and organize this. I know you've got a lot of folks that have stepped up to help out, to promote and sponsor, what have you, and folks need to get their tickets. Now, tickets are a little bit different here. They have an advance price and a game day price.
The advance price is $2 cheaper than the game day price. For students, $7. Seniors 55 and older, $7. General public is $9. And kids 4 years and under are free. Then ramp that up $2 for game day.
All the way across the board there. Where can they get their tickets in advance?
They can get their tickets at First Whitney Bank, Rolling Hills Bank, Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, and from any local Atlantic Rotarian. Now, people says, I don't know Atlantic Rotarian. They don't wear a sign on their lapel or whatever. You're listening to one right now. I'm at Cambridge Law Firm. It's 243-1663. Ted Robinson at First Whitney Bank, 243-3195. And again, Mark Worth at Brocker Carnes and Carnes is our chairman.
Very good. So it's not that tough to look around and find someone. Mm-hmm. How long a show will it be?
Well, there'll be a couple hours of basketball. The afternoon assembly will probably be an hour with the kids. Actually, we're treating the Harlem Ambassadors to a dinner at Ted Robinson's house afterwards. So we'll have a little more extended time with them. But the actual show will be a couple hours.
Very good. Do you have any idea where they are before that or where they're headed after they're here?
Jim, I don't. I really don't. They have 200 performances a year. So they are on the road. I can't imagine the life. But we're going to treat them real well here in Cass County. I'll tell you, we're going to give them the best time that they've seen, I guarantee you.
A home-cooked meal. Huh?
Yeah, home-cooked meal. Yeah, Ted promises that. Ted and Mary Jo.
Probably something they haven't had in a while.
It might be.
Very good. Can't tell. Should be a lot of fun. So a lot of high-flying stuff. Now, will the concessions be open that evening then, too? Yeah,
concessions will be open. There'll be, they'll have memorabilia that they'll be selling, and the Rotary Club is using this as a fundraiser for its community events. So part of the proceeds of those sales will go to the Rotary Club as well, and part to the Harlem Ambassadors as well.
Okay. So the proceeds raised from the entire event will just go toward all of the other projects that the Rotary helps to support year in and year out.
Yeah, we have no specific project that this is going toward, but I think anybody who's aware of Rotary knows that we do a lot of things in the community donate a lot of money, give scholarships, and do a lot of good things.
A lot of granting.
Very good.
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's Tuesday, October 2nd, 7 p.m. is the start time. That's the Atlantic High School Gymnasium where the Harlem Ambassadors will play. These guys.
The wannabes.
The wannabes.
Watch out.
They might want to think it over.
They will the next day.
They might now. You bet. Very good. Well, get your tickets soon so you can save yourself a couple of bucks and also help out the cause, too, and make sure you have yourself a seat. Dave, thanks for coming in.
As always, Jim, thank you.